which is U.S. versus Nichols. Mr. Hansmeyer.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Dan Hansmeyer, attorney with the Federal Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois. I'm here on behalf of Larry Nichols. This is another one-issue sentencing appeal. Essentially, we've raised a Townsend-Tucker issue based on Supreme Court's decisions in Townsend v. Burke and United States v. Tucker, essentially that the district court in this case relied on inaccurate information when it imposed sentence in this case. It's a little different than your typical Townsend-Tucker case in that the characterization at issue is essentially leniency, whether these prior convictions were lenient.
Isn't that a matter of opinion rather than fact?
Well, I think that's what the government argues. I don't think it can be. Here's why. Essentially, I think you're right when a district court puts it in context, possibly. I think when you have a district court who says why something is lenient, who explains, for instance, why in this case a 6.5-year stint in the Illinois Department of Corrections for fleecing two people of $5,400 is lenient. I think if the judge can put that in context, then you might be right. We there might be a point in which we come to no review.
Well, he served less than half of that sentence, right?
I think he served 33 months. So, right. So I think at the end of the day, I think even if you look at the 33 months, our problem in this case is that the district court didn't say why that's lenient. And I think you can look at it the converse. You know, if the government's position is that this is sort of unreviewable, what happens when a district court finds a prior conviction, the sentence imposed was too harsh, and gives a extremely lenient sentence?
But here, the court really didn't, I mean, the court knew this, that he had received a federal prison sentence at the bottom of the guideline range for his bank robbery. He had served the sentence concurrently with a state prison term for multiple other robberies. He committed two state felonies a little more than a year after being released on supervised release. And then, you know, as Judge Sykes pointed out, served less than 3 years on the felonies. If he looks at that record, I mean, that is the basis for the leniency. No, he doesn't say, and that is why I think the sentences were lenient. But when we look at his history, certainly the court's finding is supported.
Well, two responses to that. One is I think you're right that information is in the briefs, but that there, I don't think there's any indication from the sentencing transcript or from the record that Judge Mills knew any of that. I think he knew or that he...
So he didn't have the PSI in front of him?
My understanding
pre-sentencing is... PSR, pre-sentencing report?
Well, I guess he would have.
Yeah, and the pre-sentencing report would have included... I mean, you don't have any evidence that it didn't include these things, because usually the pre-sentence report is pretty thorough and would cover all of this.
Right. I guess, and I wasn't... this isn't my case.
You weren't trial counsel. But, I mean, I just...
I think... I think it's, I mean, our position is still that, you know, that may be in there, but if you're going to call something lenient, say why. I mean, essentially that's our point. And I think you're right with the federal bank robbery, that under a mandatory guidelines regime at the bottom of the range concurrent, the government said in their brief. I think it's difficult to challenge that finding.
Yeah, because, you see, it could have been as consecutive,
right,
which would have been, you know, but it's a concurrent, it's collapsed, that's given him a break.
I completely understand that. I think when you get to the state sentence, the other prior conviction, I think you have a harder time without some sort of context. Even though he served 33 months, this is a 6.5-year sentence for essentially a fleecing of two people for $5,400. So I think maybe you're right. Maybe the district court could have said why he views that as lenient. But I think he needs to do that. I think when you're going to impose a high-end range sentence, 12 months imprisonment for the same conduct, the supervised release is based on that fleecing for $5,400. Our position is if you're going to do that, if you're going to put him in jail for another 12 months based on that same conduct and call his six-and-a-half-year sentence, serve 33 months, as lenient, then say why. Essentially, that's where I'm going with that. And to the extent the government believes that's unreviewable, I think that's problematic because it goes both ways. I think it should be reviewable as a characterization of the criminal history because criminal history matters. We all know that. It's part of the guidelines calculation, and you know, anyone who reads sentencing transcripts knows that a great majority of the time, criminal history matters. So we think it's reviewable, and we think the district court just didn't do enough to justify the leniency. And if the court has any more questions, thank you.
Thanks, counsel. Mr. Hartzler?
I think we're suggesting that the sentence is unreviewable. It's obviously reviewable for reasonableness, but on the cases that both Mr. Hansmeier's brief and our brief cite, in where there's been a remand on a revocation of supervised release sentence, I believe that all of those cases were sentences that were outside the policy statement guideline range. And of course, this was right in the guideline range, so there's not really too much issue as to the reasonableness of the sentence. In terms of what the judge said at the time, I mean, we could argue whether or not it was lenient, but I think as the court has suggested, that was the judge's opinion. Clearly, the federal sentence was exceedingly lenient. You recall the facts were that the judge imposed the federal sentence, and then defendant came back in after being sentenced in state court and asked the district judge to revise the sentencing order. Change the sentencing order to make it concurrent, which of course is a little questionable in terms of its lawfulness, but nonetheless it was reflective of an enormous leniency that this defendant received from the federal sentence. But I thought that our use of the phrase, he came out smelling like a rose, is probably the best indication of something that is pretty much unreviewable. I mean, the judge used these folksy expressions in this case. I think that's admissible, and it was appropriate in this case. I urge this court to affirm the district court's sentence. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hartzler. Anything further?
Just to note, we're not challenging the reasonableness of the sentence. Just it's an inaccurate information case, so we don't expect this court to rule that a 12-month within-range sentence on supervised release is unreasonable. That's not the argument.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement, and we move to the fifth case.